Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. A disability like autism must be taken very seriously. A recent study indicates that less than one in 100 births result in a diagnosis of autism. And estimates indicate that one in 70 boys and one in 315 girls have autism. Now, you can see, boys are significantly more affected than girls. In fact, the Center for Disease Control considers that autism spectrum disorders, as they're called, are an urgent public health concern. If you do not have someone in your immediate family with autism, you more than likely know someone in your circle of friends who does. Now, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ, for you to know how much God loves you and knows you. And even as we focus on a special need today, we all have needs. We're all going through stuff at different times in our life. And it's important for you to know that the Lord is reaching out to you. In fact, Jesus loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again. And it's the living Christ, the resurrected Christ, who calls you to Himself today. Steve Bundy is the vice president of Johnny and Friends. As vice president, Steve oversees the Christian Institute on Disability, as well as international outreach at Johnny and Friends International Disability Center. The Institute is the educational and public policy arm of Johnny and Friends, collaborating with universities and seminaries across the United States and around the world. The International Outreach Department oversees over 60 outreaches of Johnny and Friends into, get this now, 30 different countries every year. Steve is a published author and contributor to Life in the Balance, Biblical Answers for the Issues of Our Day. He is co-executive producer with Johnny Erickson Tada of the Telly Award-winning television episodes Making Sense of Autism, Myths That Hide the Truth, and Truth for the Church. He served as adjunct professor at the Master's College. He's lectured on disabilities ministry at educational institutions, conferences around the world. He frequently appears on Johnny and Friends television episodes, national radio, and has written articles for Christianity Today, Charisma Magazine, Focus on the Family, and more. But listen, Steve and his wife Melissa, they know firsthand about the joys and challenges of raising a child with special needs. One of their two boys, Caleb, was born with a chromosome deletion, which resulted in a global delay and a secondary diagnosis of autism. There are people who don't just go through it. They're being used by God to help others who go through it, because they recognize the need to help parents navigate the complicated world of disability while maintaining a healthy home. And what happened was they launched the ministry In His Image to provide emotional, social, physical, and spiritual support. He holds a bachelor's degree in theology and missions, a certificate of apologetics, and a master's degree in organizational leadership. He's here with his wife, Melissa, and their younger son, Jaron. Steve, Melissa, Jaron, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's great to be here with you, and what a joy it is to be in this this studio with you today. And I just want to quickly say how much your life has inspired us. My wife and I read your book some time ago, and your journey, your spiritual journey, as well as the physical hardship and trauma God took you through as he rebuilt your life and your ministry and has given you this beautiful ministry here and the family that you have. And you've inspired us tremendously, and we count it an honor and a privilege to be with you here today.
You know, isn't it amazing how God uses us, not through our strength, but through our, some might say, weaknesses. Someone else may be a little more graphic and just say, through our brokenness. Well, you're here. I mean, look, we're here. We're sitting in studio in Hawaii. And much needed R&R for you and your family. But still, Steve Bundy and his family, I mean, even in a time when you need to rest, the Lord is still using you to minister, to share. But before we get into that, I want to talk about going to Sea Life Park. I want to talk about going to the Pearl Harbor Memorial. And I'm looking at Jaron and, you know, young boy having his opportunity. Okay, so what did you see, Jaron, when you went to Sea Life Park?
Well, I saw dolphins, and I saw turtles. I saw a lot of sea animals. And, and I saw the shows about, like, entertaining shows of dolphins doing tricks and seals doing tricks. And then, and then we also got to swim with dolphins, and that was a cool opportunity to do. And so, it was a really cool time at Sea Life Park.
Now, you see, wait a minute. You swam with the dolphins?
Yeah.
Okay, not many people in the world can say that they actually swam with the dolphins or with a dolphin. Now, how did it feel?
It felt great, and it's amazing how they can do that. And, we did rides, and we took pictures with them and got great pictures. And it felt great.
Okay, no, but you touched it, right? You touched the dolphin.
Yeah.
What does it feel like when you touch it?
It feels, like, soft and smooth, and it kind of feels like really soft rubber.
Is it slimy?
A tiny bit, not really.
Not right. It looks slimy. When I think about it, I've never touched a dolphin or a shark. Don't want to touch a shark. But it looks slimy. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Very.
Well, you're a special guy.
Thanks.
And you've had a special opportunity. Share that, because not many people have that opportunity to do what you've done.
It's a blessing to be here in Hawaii and be on this show and to do all the great things, like go to the Sea Life Park and go to Pearl Harbor and to see that monument. And so, it's a great time and a great feeling to be here.
Hey, Steve, I think your son, man, he has the gift of communication.
I think takes
after dad.
I don't know about dad, but I tell you, Jaron really does have a gift for communication.
And
God has given him at age 9, by the way, just 9 years old,
a lot
of wisdom and experience. We call Jaron the younger older brother, which we can talk about later when we talk about disability in the family. But I think it also has quite a bit spoken into his life and brought some maturity, if you will, for a 9-year-old. Mm-hmm.
Where did you grow up, Steve?
Well, I grew up in the plains of Oklahoma. I am an Okie. I was born in Texas. My parents, when I was about a year old, we moved to Oklahoma. And I was raised in the country. Some would call me a redneck. I was raised out in the country. where I could walk outside, walk out the back door, and have nothing but land and acres around. I could go fishing or hunting anytime I wanted to. It was a great experience as a boy growing up, and spent most of my early years out in the countryside. And when I was a teenager, we moved into the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then I began to experience the city life, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But Oklahoma, by and large, was my place of growing up.
Melissa?
Yes.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I'm actually from the East Coast. And so we've kind of been in a lot of places. But I was born in Massachusetts. But I'm mostly from Pennsylvania, in a place called York, Pennsylvania. I was there until I was 14 and then went to high school in a very rural small town in upstate New York. Then after that, ended up moving to the Midwest where I met Steve in college. I do come from a Christian family. My dad was a pastor, actually, was Lutheran pastor and then became a non-denominational family. And so... It was a good upbringing. We did have to move a little bit, but it was a blessing.
What was that rural place in upstate New York?
Well, it was very different than Pennsylvania. I lived in suburbia Pennsylvania, and a wonderful grew up, you know, with great close friends, and everything was great. And I can say it was actually a challenge. I was not happy when my parents said my freshman year of high school, "We're moving away." Mm-hmm. "What? Yeah, you're going. I'm not going," I said.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a challenge. But it was beautiful. It was actually a beautiful area. However, it was tough because there weren't very many people, and it was kind of a tough place to go to high school in. There were some challenges as a Christian for me to face, but it was God brought me through.
Yeah. So you met Steve in college.
Yes,
okay. We sure did.
Give us some of the details of how the Lord brought you together and your relationship grew.
Well, you just asked a man to give details of a relationship, so I'm not sure how short you want the program to be. If you want it to extend it, we'll let Melissa fill in the details. You know, we met at Bethany College of Missions up in Minnesota, just outside of Bloomington, in fact. And it really was, you hear love at first sight, but in our case, I think it really was. We met... And Melissa was her first semester. I'd already had a year of college, her first semester. Just seen her from a distance, heard her share about her heart for God and for others and missions. And in my heart, I said, that's the kind of wife I want. Not knowing if it was her exactly at the time, but certainly pursued her and made her my wife. And so we got married at a fairly young age. I was 22. She was 20.
And so
we got married in 1992. Last week, we celebrated 20 years of marriage on July 25th.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And so that's the short version of how we met in college, and I pursued her and asked her to be my wife, and that we did. Then we spent our first two anniversaries overseas missions, serving in former Yugoslavia, in the country of Slovenia, Eastern Europe, and spent our first two anniversaries in that country, serving the Lord as missionaries and still pursuing God's calling on our lives, trying to discern exactly what that is.
You mentioned something. You mentioned God's calling on our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's clear. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the impression, the conviction is seemingly absolute. And at other times, the calling of God can seem elusive.
Mm.
And we're trying to follow, we're trying to find it. And yet, God is superseding everything. Mm. And he superimposes his will strangely. Sometimes we don't understand the mysteries of it all. But he's working in his process.
That's right.
We're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, something happened at a Sunday school when their first son, Caleb, The children were going to do a presentation. And something very profound happened to Steve, what he saw. It impacted him so much that it was used by God to trigger another series of events. But you'll hear the depth of the details when we come back from our break. You see, in life, sometimes we think we know where God is leading us, and we're gung-ho about it. We go at it full force, and then there's a shift, and then there's another shift, and then there comes a point where we realize, I'm not as in control as I thought I was. But isn't it that at that point, could it be that at that very moment, God is setting you up, setting us up, to launch us on a different trajectory, to create another launching pad platform for us because of what he wants to do? And as you look back, the calling is the same, but the dimensions are so much more colorful and deeper. You hear about that when we come back with the Bundys. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Autism is a disability that affects individuals and families, and sometimes it brings people to the place where, if you're a parent, sometimes you might feel total despair, feeling helpless, not knowing where to go, what to do. And that's why Johnny and Friends International Disability Center is so critical here in our day to help meet the needs of families with special needs and special needs children. We have in studio with us Steve Bundy, along with Melissa and their younger, older son, Jaron. To find out more about the Johnny and Friends International Disability Center, we'll talk more about it. Go to johnnyandfriends.org, johnnyandfriends.org. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. If you're tuning in right now and you say, hey, I caught the tail end of the last segment, I want to get the whole show, you can get this podcast for free. Get the show in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.org. But don't only keep it for yourself. Pass it on to a friend or family member. As you listen, you might be thinking, oh, I know who I should pass this on to, share this or share this link with, because it will be a blessing to them. Thegoodlifehawaii.org. And here's another thing. Let me just lay this out at the earlier part of the show, where Steve and Melissa have been able to go through some of the trials of life because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Christ has been the anchor in their life, in their relationship, in their family. Maybe you don't have an anchor. Well, you too can experience what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we explained that at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Steve, Melissa, okay, you're in college, and you guys got married. You celebrated 20 years recently. Now, what happened early on in your relationship, your marriage, leading up to the birth of your first child?
Well, we spent the first couple of years of our marriage doing overseas missions. And then we came back, and like any couple who's young and love, beginning life, you know, we laid out our plan. And we figured it was a pretty good plan, you know. And we thought that surely God would agree with us, that our plan was the right plan. And we had a number of things we wanted to accomplish as a young couple. One of those was beginning a family. More education. Melissa went to nursing school. I entered seminary. We were working in different capacities. And then we began to try to have a family like young couples do. And it was more of a trial than we realized. Our first couple of pregnancies ended up in miscarriage. And that was very difficult. Very difficult for us. I don't know that people who have not experienced a miscarriage understand all the grieving mm-hmm. that goes on with that. You really are losing a child. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you've never held that child, but all the expectations, all the ideals and the excitement, and especially for the mother who's carrying the child, it's very real.
The fears of not being able to have a child. You know, when this first happens to you, and it does shake your faith, if you have a faith in Christ, in God, because you're thinking, wait, why did this happen? And, you know, will I be able to be a mom? And that was the toughest part for me. And, you know, just going through, as he said, the grief of losing the loved one. There was support from family and friends, but it was definitely devastating.
Melissa, someone listening right now, maybe going through what you just described, mm-hmm. what would you say?
Mm-hmm. I would say that they're not alone. You're never alone. If you feel that you are, call out to the one who hears you, the only one who knows you, created you. He's your creator, and he's the one of unconditional love, because he loves you, and he is the God of hope, and he will give you hope, and he will provide a way for that desire to come to fruition, because I think people can lose hope in situations like that, especially if they don't know where to place their hope, that we have that.
What did you do to hold on to hope?
Well, I think it is part of a journey, Danny, like we're talking about. What I've discovered in this faith journey that we're on is that people often begin to define God based off the crisis that they're in. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, how big is God? Well, he must be only as big as my crisis, because it doesn't seem he can rise above that. And so what happens is, when our focus, when our gaze becomes on the circumstances of life, then we begin to define God by those circumstances. And really what God's asking us to do is to put our eyes on him, mm-hmm. and define our circumstances by the size of our God. Mm-hmm. That's a big shift. It's a huge shift in our perspective, in our attitude, in the hope that Melissa's talking about, so that we recognize that in this life, as Jesus said, there will be trials. Mm-hmm. But be of good cheer, he went on to say, because mm-hmm. I have overcome the world. So if we are keeping our faith and our eyes on the overcomer, and recognizing that there is a sovereign God that has a plan for my life, and therefore he is able to work these circumstances and these situations out for my good, as he says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. For those that love him and are called, like we've been talking about, called according to his purposes, mm-hmm. that he will work these things out for our good.
So, a couple miscarriages, working through that, what happened?
Well, then we got pregnant again, and again, all the excitement, this time some cautiousness, of course, Melissa gave birth to our first son, Caleb, and Caleb came along, and there were some concerns after his birth. It was a difficult birth, and there were some concerns that we had, the pediatrician had. And about 8-9 months into his life, we began to go see developmental specialists, because Caleb was not developing according to the right growth charts that the pediatrician was measuring him by. And so therefore, we began to see specialists and try to figure out, what is this thing happening with our first son? You want
to? Yeah, it was... the beginning for me, recognizing some obvious, as we would say, almost deformities, we could tell there was something not quite right. But I kind of chose to almost pretend they weren't there, I guess the state of denial. And so when I did get that call, as he said, I think he was close to 7 months old, from the pediatrician, you know, how's your son doing? Oh, he's doing great, this and this and this. And even though I really knew it wasn't. It was really hard for me when he said, you know, you really do recognize your son has severe multiple disabilities, and we need to see why. That was the beginning for me of, I would say, a shattered world. Yeah.
I mean, you know, thinking back even to those days, it's moving. It's emotional. Mm-hmm. Your first child, all the hopes, all the dreams that you have, all the aspirations, for those to be shattered, and in place of that, all the different lifestyle mm-hmm. of medical therapies, mm-hmm. all the different changes in what you expect, is quite an emotional toil for families. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult for families to navigate those, especially those early days of a diagnosis of a disability. For me personally, it was even a crisis of faith, coming from a background where theologically I really did not believe that God would allow these kinds of circumstances to come into our lives or our family's lives. And so for me, it was a real crisis of faith, trying to discover, where is God in the midst of this? And I think that sometimes as Christians, we miss the revelation of Scripture, that God allows us, at times causes, crises and hardships to come into our lives to, in the end, produce faith, as James chapter 1 talks about, to bring about perseverance and faith, to deepen our faith. So for me, it became a crisis and really a journey to begin to discover, okay, who is this God of the Scripture that I claim to know that would allow this type of suffering to come into our lives and to take us in a direction that we did not anticipate or expect or even want to go. No one welcomes or desires disability. And for me, it was a journey to discover the sovereign God that has a plan. And suffering in and of itself serves really no purpose outside of a sovereign God. And I think this is where Christians get disillusioned. If you know there's a sovereign God who loves you and cares for you, that has a great plan for your life, and that has allowed suffering and trauma, even disability into your life, for your good, for His glory, then we can walk through that with Him. Then we know that the suffering is worth it, that the trials and the temptations are there to create something greater in us, to produce the image of Christ, to produce the fruit of the Spirit. But if we don't have that relationship and we don't understand this loving, sovereign God, then it seems meaningless. But in the context of this God that we serve, it all has purpose. And that was the journey that I began.
Mm. You know, when you talk about that meaninglessness, a meaningless existence is hopeless.
Yeah.
I mean, and yet someone today is, whether they're feeling it or thinking it or they can, you know, express it verbally or not, it might be leaking out in other ways. Mm. But that pit of despair is, and not knowing how long it's going to last, you know. So God sends you, Steve and Melissa and Jaron, today to be in studio with us to minister to someone's broken, hurting, fearful, confused heart at this very moment. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to go deeper. That's one of the things that we like to do. Well, more than just like to do, I think it's just something that the Lord, the Holy Spirit does here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. He has a way of going deeper, and you know, the human heart has, as it were, many folds. It's quite complicated. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we open up, sometimes we don't. But the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is able to work through those folds and to touch us and to minister to us and to minister to you right at your specific point of need. When we come back, Steve, Melissa, they'll talk to us about a pivotal event that took place as Caleb grew a little bit older. It has something to do with Sunday school, Sunday school children's presentation. Oh, it had a profound impact on them. Sometimes things have a profound impact on us, but we don't do anything about it. Well, Steve and Melissa, they're not like that. Profound impact, they took it as from the Lord. And God prompted them to do something, some things, a lot of things, as a result of it. Many people, including yourself, today, are being blessed. Stay with us. We'll be right back with much, much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry?
Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, what if you're a dad or a mom and you have a child, your child has some special needs, and you know, you have them become a part of a Sunday school program, and something happens that just breaks your heart. Or you listen to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guests today are Steve, Melissa, and Jaron Bundy. Steve is the vice president at the Johnny and Friends International Disability Center. And he's a vice president of the Christian Institute on Disability, as well as the international outreach at Johnny and Friends International Disability Center. To find out more about Johnny and Friends, go to johnnyandfriends.org. johnnyandfriends.org. Steve, take us back. What happened on that day? Caleb is a little bit older. He's in Sunday school. Take us there.
Yeah, if I can, Danny, I want to take us one step back first. Something that another pivotal moment that leading up to that,
yes,
that I think had a big influence is the last section. I talked about a crisis of faith, seeking out this God of Scripture. Why would God allow this? Why would God bring this into our lives? We'd served Him so faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Christians, sometimes we see things happening to non-believers, and we go, oh, well, that's a consequence that sin brings, or that should have happened. Maybe now they'll turn to God. But if you're a Christian, following God with all your heart, and He allows these things to come into your life, it can cause you to question the goodness of God. And the enemy can get in there if we're not careful. He can get a foothold to lead us to unbelief. And I was struggling as a Christian, a dedicated couple. And for the first couple of years of Caleb's life, I struggled to accept Caleb and really to understand and accept God's plan. And he had therapies and all these kinds of things. But really what I was wanting to do through our therapies, which is typical for a man, is I wanted to fix my son.
Mm.
As men, we are fixers. That's just what we know to do. And so I wanted to fix him. And part of that was I had a difficult time accepting my broken son, my broken child. And I'll never forget, about 2 years old, Caleb had a difficult time sleeping at night. He would often wake up in the middle of the night crying. We weren't sure why. And one night when he's about 2 years old, he was up crying. And I went in to comfort him, to try to get him back to sleep. And he dozed off, but I was now awake. And I laid there on his floor looking up to the ceiling. And I ask the same question that I know many listening today here are hearing me ask about their circumstances, their situations. And I said, God, why? Why is Caleb, was Caleb born with disabilities? Why is he like this? And why don't you fix him? And I begin to plead with God, God, if you would fix him, I want you to think about all the glory you would receive, all the testimonies that could go forth, if you would just heal him miraculously. And I do believe God heals miraculously, but when he says no, what do we do with that? But I'll never forget, I was laying there in his floor, and I sensed the presence of the Holy Spirit like I never have before, just fill that room. And I heard in my heart the voice of God. I heard him say this, Stephen, aren't you glad I don't require you to be fixed before I accept you? Aren't you glad you don't have to be fixed before you receive my unconditional love and acceptance? And it was a revelation. It was a watershed moment for me, Danny. I understood for the first time, maybe ever, this unconditional love of God the Father for me in all my brokenness, in all my own disability, just the way I am. God accepted me unconditionally. And it was the first time I really understood the love of God for us, his children, through the blood and the name of Jesus Christ. What he did for me, that I could walk in that newness of life. And it also helped me understand that God had a plan for Caleb's life. It's one thing to say, what's your plan for my life? But it's another to say, what's your plan for my children's life? And what's your plan in these life circumstances that are broken? And so for the first time, I grabbed Caleb and I brought him close to me. And I said, Caleb, I accept you for who you are, who God created you to be. And that's such a struggle for us, often to accept in disability who God has created our friends and family members with disabilities to be. He has a plan for their life. He has a good plan for their lives.
And I think it's especially true in this society. We want perfection, don't we? We want everything to be perfect and pretty and, you know, most intelligent and, you know, best athlete, you know, go to the best college, compete in the Olympics, be a gold medalist. But yet, you know, who God sees is who we are on the inside. Mm. And he accepts Caleb exactly the way he is. Not only does he accept him, he loves him and celebrates him. And I think that is, as I said before, you know, came to a shattered point at the beginning for me of all of the therapists and the doctor's appointments. And if there's families out there who have children with disabilities, it is such a challenge. And it is a new life that you never anticipated, never asked for or wanted. However, in the midst of all of that, you know, you begin to recognize your son, your daughter, your family member, maybe it's your mother or father, has such a way to bring about unconditional love, an example, you know, be able to give to this world that this is how God loves us. And I am going to not only accept this child or family member, but I'm going to celebrate them. Mm. And God has really done a work in our lives and changed our hearts and continues to. We're not perfected in this at all. It's such a journey, as Steve said. But I'd like to say, ask if Jern would like to talk about that, what it's like to be a brother, to your brother, Caleb.
Yeah, it is hard and challenging, but sometimes it can be good. And those times are when he teaches me stuff, like he teaches me how to be patient, and, you know, without him, my dad wouldn't be able to go to Johnny and Friends and have such a good job there at a good Christian place, and, without him, I wouldn't be able to be doing this and telling you about this, and so, yeah, in the midst of all those challenges, there is something good.
Amen. But Danny, as we were learning this as a family, we soon found out it's something the church had not yet picked up on. Mm. And so, going back to that pivotal moment,
yes,
you had asked about. I remember it vividly. It was a Sunday morning during a Sunday school class. It was a special day where there was going to be children's performance in church. And boy, what parent isn't excited and waiting for their child to come up on stage and to sing the songs they've been practicing for weeks? Brings a lot of joy and excitement as a parent. And as we're in church, as a Sunday morning, the children's Sunday school class was all gathering up on stage to sing their songs for that particular morning. And I believe it was Easter, actually, and they were celebrating singing Easter songs. And as we scanned the stage, we noticed that Kayla was not present. Kayla was not there, and it raised some concern for us. And so I quickly left my seat, and I went to the downstairs area of the church where the children's ministry was, scanning, trying to find out where Caleb was. And as I came up to his classroom, I noticed that there was only one child in the room, and there was a volunteer there with him. And I said, why is Caleb here? Why isn't he with the children? He's been practicing these songs with everyone else, and he can't sing like them, of course, but he's still part of them. And the volunteer looked a little puzzled, wasn't really quite sure how to respond to me, and simply said, well, I was just told that he stays here. He doesn't need to join the other kids. And so I'm here with him. Mm. And it was a pivotal moment in my heart. What burned in my heart was anger, but it was a righteous anger. It was a righteous anger of injustice, really. Because what we were being told as parents was, your child doesn't really belong here. They're not really a part of the body of Christ. That's really what we were being told is, you know, they're here and we have a volunteer with them, but they're not part of the children's ministry. They're other. They're different. Mm. And it was a moment for us where it woke something up in us. And we looked around and we realized we weren't the only family that was struggling to really participate in church life. What stirred up in us was a desire to see the body of Christ walk in the fullness that God has called it to. God has called the church to walk in the fullness as the body. And that means to live in connectedness, if you will, with all its members, mm-hmm. as Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 12.
That connectedness with all its members is something that we need to go further on. When we come back from our break, let's talk about that. I mean, how someone listening today might be thinking or saying or feeling. Okay, we kind of have put people on the side, marginalized them, because they're not like the quote-unquote rest of us. But churches might not know what to do. They might even feel, someone might be feeling convicted right now. We've got to do something. Where do I go next? Who do I call? Is there training? Do I need to go for training? What would be the next step? Is there a simple step to take? Because what's happening is the hearts are being recalibrated to hearts of justice and compassion. Mm. As we speak, the Holy Spirit moving in the hearts of people. And as a result, this connectedness that you talk about is going to happen. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk more about this connectedness. And do you know that connectedness includes you? You don't have to look far. There are certain people in your life right now that God wants to connect you with. There's certain people that are part of your church or people that are yet to be part of your church. If you would open your heart and begin to take these steps of connectedness. These are steps that the Lord Jesus would have you do. It's really a supernatural working that begins to take place as you move forward by faith. And all it takes is just starts with one step. When we come back, we'll hear more from Steve and Melissa Bundy and their dear son, Jared. Stay with us.
Oh. Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Connections. How do you connect? Make connectedness a reality in your church. You know, there are people that are marginalized. You know, so often we become myopic. We look at ourselves, we look at people that are like us. We're kind of homogeneous by nature. We relate with people that it makes it so much easier. Mm-hmm. What about people who are different from you, different from me? How do we connect with them? Well, I've got Steve and Melissa Bundy here with their younger, older son, Jaron. We've talked about Caleb. But they're in studio. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about this show, this particular episode, and other resources from our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You might even be wondering, hey, how do these people get this strength, this faith to live the life that they're living? Well, it comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. To find out how you can have a relationship, personal relationship with Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, Steve, how do we connect? How does a church connect in a better way or in a new way? Maybe churches don't connect. How does that happen?
Well, I tell you, in the example we're giving about Caleb, what we did was we began to take the initiative. And we just began to live out what Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where the scripture speaks of the fact that every member of the body belongs, that each has its part, Paul says. And then he goes on and he says, those parts of the body that seem the weakest are in fact indispensable. Think about that for a moment.
Indispensable.
Indispensable. You cannot live without them. To be whole, to be complete, he's saying, to be the complete body of Christ, you need every member, including those that seem weaker. And what we began to do is take practical steps in our church to help them understand that Caleb is a part of the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. He may seem weaker. He may not be able to do what every other child can do, but he himself is a part of the body of Christ. God has a unique plan for his life. And we begin to connect with those other families that had special needs and those that did not, and begin to help them realize the humanity, if you will, of every member of the body of Christ and the unique creation that God has made in all of us, and begin to take those practical steps. And after a while, Danny, it was amazing. People in the church begin to step up. Mm-hmm. People in the church begin to volunteer to be with Caleb, begin to volunteer to help other families affected by disabilities. After a while, we began to organize a ministry and a program in the church. Other families began to come. And within a year, within 1 year, 40 different families, new families, joined the church, all because of a disability ministry beginning to launch. It became the fastest growing ministry in the church. Mm. And the gifts and the rewards of those folks coming in and the family members, you have to keep in mind, for every person affected by disability, you have an entire nucleus of family and extended members. And all of them began to receive testimony and be witnessed to about the love of Jesus Christ, and to begin to be brought into the life of the church.
Can people who want to find out more and get resources, get information, can they go to johnnyandfriends.org?
Absolutely.
To get that information?
Absolutely. We have a brand new training program out called Beyond Suffering, a Christian View on Disability Ministry, that launched last year. Your church or your Bible school or college, its curriculum for small groups will help any church launch into ministry to people affected by disabilities or any other type of trauma or experience of suffering in their lives.
I've seen it. It's beautiful, and it's packed with practical and deep biblical, foundational, and very easy to use resource that can make a difference in a local church. We've got about a minute left, but I want to do something special. Jaron, can you pray for someone who has a brother or sister who has a special need? Can you just say a quick prayer for them?
Absolutely. Dear Lord, I just pray right now that you would help any brother or sister like me that has a brother or sister with special needs, that they will know that in weakness and in challenges that you do everything for a purpose, and you can make that purpose a good purpose, and mostly it is. And so I pray right now that you would just help them to realize that, and help them to find strength in you, because through you all things are possible. And so I just pray that you would help us do that right now. And we pray these things in your great name, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen in each day at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Our stories are now downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them with a friend. Galatians 6, verse 2 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Steve, Melissa, and Jaron Bundy. JohnnyandFriends.org, that's where you can find out more. JohnnyandFriends.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.